It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. This spring, Tacoma's deputy mayor visited a homeless encampment. And there, Robert Toms saw something that stayed with him, a woman injecting drugs openly in public. That sight eventually led Robert Toms to propose Tacoma outlaw camping on all public lands. Last night, his idea became law. Deputy Mayor Robert Toms, welcome to KUOW.
Thank you, Bill.
Why did seeing that woman injecting have that big an impact on you?
Well, for me, I was addressing the issue based on responses from outcries from the local business district in the neighborhood that they had this very large encampment, which was at the time underneath the I-5-705 interchange, which was one of the largest construction projects in our state. So it wasn't safe for the people down there who were simply homeless, but not only were there people that were homeless down in this encampment, but there were actually what I would consider bad actors who were commingling with the population of homeless folks. And it struck me that having, you know, folks who are homeless commingling with people who are doing illegal activities, commingling with people that may be somewhere on the spectrum of mental illness was not an effective way to address the issue of why we have folks in our city sleeping outside.
What were those bad actors doing?
Well, in this particular case, this woman was probably 8 to 10 feet from me and would appear to have been smoking out of a pipe, like a crack pipe or something. And then she started choking rather violently. And had she not recovered herself and, you know, quickly enough, I was walking over there with some others to provide assistance to her. But she sort of recovered and walked off. And then there was a bunch of drug paraphernalia throughout the encampment.
Well, illegal drug use is already illegal. Why a ban on camping in public?
Well, what we're trying to do here in Tacoma is address the issue of homelessness in an innovative way. And so about a month and a half ago, we declared a state of emergency as it relates to homelessness and trying to figure out ways to better address it than some of our other cities that we are adjacent to and others across the country. This is not something that just happens in Tacoma. Obviously, it happens in Seattle, across Washington State, and across the nation. And what this effort was is to provide additional tools to our public safety officials so when they walk into these type of facilities, they're able to say to folks, hey, it is simply not okay for you to sleep on the streets, both in private property or public property. We have options for you, and we'd like to steer you into those options.
So you're saying that a legal ban on camping gives you a tool for steering people toward help because otherwise they could face arrest? You're threatening them with arrest or a big fine?
No, what it is currently, if up until yesterday when we passed this, our public safety officials would go into these encampments and say, here's what we have, but we had nothing to say. It's not legal for you to just sleep here in a public space. Right. And under private properties, there's no trespassing when properly posted. And that's currently against the law. But we had nothing similar for public spaces. And so we had people sleeping underneath overpasses. In the case of the I-5, that was WashDOT's property. And so there was some harangue that had to happen between the city and the state to make that happen. But what we set up here as part of our emergency measure, we set a stabilization center and a transition center. And had we had these two in place and had this no camping provision in place, when my folks, both in social services and with public safety, were to go into, say, an encampment, they can now say to them, sir, ma'am, here is what we'd like to do. You cannot sleep here tonight because it is not legal for you to sleep on public property. We'd like to take you to either the stabilization center or the transition center and allow us to figure out why it is that you find yourself sleeping on the streets. We believe in Tacoma that no one should have to sleep on the streets, and we don't really have a good grasp of who is actually sleeping outside now. And what I think for too long has been a systemic problem where we say for every 100, we have 100 people who are homeless. Well, out of that 100, it's my experience that 10 or 15% of them are probably bad actors that are hiding out among those people who are truly homeless. Then there's about 20 to 30 of them who are in some spectrum of mental illness. And then you are left with 50 to 60 who are truly homeless. And even in that scenario, the city of Tacoma only has roughly 20 beds in any given night that we're able to have, to populate. So we're already at a tremendous deficit, but it's not a 100-bed deficit. It's somewhere in the magnitude of, 40 or so beds.
Okay, so Robert, banning camping on public property is a means to a worthy end, but if I'm not breaking any other law, why shouldn't I be able to pitch a tent on a city park? That I can't sleep on somebody else's private land, but city land, that belongs to me. That belongs to the people.
Well, what I found and what has happened over the number of years, what I would argue is you have a three-legged stool as it relates to addressing these issues. And I would categorize the first leg as enforcement and remediation. The second leg is interdiction, and the third leg is intervention. Most people's experiences with these activities, be it the nuisance, be it people who are simply find themselves homeless for some period of time, is within that first leg, within why are they underneath my park? Why are they sleeping in front of my office? Why are they, you know, breaking into our building? So without these types of tools, which heretofore we haven't had, and we have a situation where 95% of the complaints that we get into the city are within that first, like, why is the city not doing anything to make sure that people aren't, sleeping on public property in my business and the like. So this is a response to outcries from many of our business districts and neighborhoods across our city. And I think it strikes a balance between more enforcement with compassion for steering these people into services. And what I think is a problem across the nation is many cities, including ours, do not have a good understanding of who the folks are that are sleeping in the streets. This isn't trying to punish people for sleeping in the streets. And in this instance, all of the new tools that we put in place sunset on October 9th, 2017.
Okay. And Robert, I'm certainly not saying that sleeping in a park is a lark. Almost no one is sleeping in a city park by choice for all the reasons you've laid out.
Yes, sir.
But do you hear from homeless people who have, you know, I have so little, isn't being where I am a human right? Do you feel like with that, despite your good intentions, are you, as some people say, in effect, criminalizing homelessness?
Well, I don't characterize it as criminalizing homelessness. I mean, certainly we could go further. If you went further, you could certainly have people that would say that. But what I would argue is on the spectrum of 1 to 10 of what the enforcement regime has been, mm-hmm. Let's just say for the city of Tacoma, we've been somewhere between a 1 and a 2. And this dials it up probably to a 4 or a 5. And it is simply because it is not adequate for the vast majority of citizens and businesses in our city for us to use scarce resources of law enforcement, public safety officials to simply move people along. And so rather than just move people along, we are saying to them, it is not legal for you to sleep in public spaces now. It is not healthy for you. It is not healthy for our community. And it is becoming a nuisance to those who are adjacent and live in these neighborhoods. We have services that we would like to steer you into and understand why you're here. And again, if done properly, we're going to be able to take the data and drive, you know, instead of being a, you know, objective versus subjective, we're going to be able to say, well, here are the people that we know are known bad actors. Here are the people that we believe are somewhere on the spectrum of mental illness and need additional services in that realm. And then here are the people that truly just need housing. And I don't think it's, that there's got to be a correlation between being one, if not the most highest property crime rate in the state and having so many people living on our streets. And I believe it's being because we're not adequately understanding who's there, and we're allowing these folks to commingle. And it is not healthy for those who are homeless. It is not healthy for those people who are mentally ill. And so this is a response to get rid of as many of the bad actors as possible. When the sun sets, we're going to take an approach of assessing if we were able to change the trajectory of the number of people on the streets. Were we able to change the trajectory of crimes happening and nuisances happening in our city? And if we can attribute it to giving additional tools to our public safety officials, then we may continue it. If we do not, and there's other ways to do it, we're happy to look at that as well. But what I would argue is what we've done heretofore has not worked. We've seen a spike in all these things, and it isn't acceptable to my neighbors and most of the businesses and citizens that I talk to.
And that is why the city of Tacoma has outlawed camping on all public lands in the city. That's the deputy mayor of Tacoma, Robert Toms. Robert, thanks for coming on and explaining for us.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for covering this important issue.
It's KUOW's The Record.